Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. We're going to start with a quick little disclaimer before we get into today's episode. This podcast is not financial advice. I'm not here to tell you where to invest your money or how to manage your portfolio. That would be wildly inappropriate. So no advice here, just perspective. We're talking about money mindset today, not money strategy. We're talking about scarcity versus abundance, not stocks and bonds. For example, my hairstylist. I've been going to her for, I don't know, at least 15 years, I think even longer. I follow her to whatever salon she's at. Every appointment is worth every single penny. It's about the service alone, but because of how it makes me feel, especially in motherhood, that kind of investment in me, something that makes me feel really fucking good, pulled together, like myself again. It's everything. And you could look at it two ways, right? One perspective is, wow, that's a lot of money over time. Or you could say, that's a beautiful aligned expense that reminds me I'm worth investing in. So that's what this episode is about, not financial advice, but energetic clarity. Let's talk about the stories we tell ourselves about money, receiving, giving back, and what we're actually available for. Before we can shift anything, we have to see it. So ask yourself honestly, what are my core beliefs about money? Do I believe that I have to work really hard to earn it? That I'm bad at managing it? That I can only earn so much before something bad happens? That wanting more is greedy, selfish, or unsafe? Most of us never question these stories. We just live by them. But once you see them, you create the power to change them. Money is not the villain, it's not the goal, and it's not even the answer. Money is simply energy. It's neutral. It doesn't care if you're good or bad, if you meditate every day or you binge Netflix. It just flows to the person who's most aligned with receiving it. Money is not emotional, but we are, and that's where the work begins. If you think of money as energy, it changes everything because energy is magnetic. It flows to where it's welcomed, trusted, appreciated. Scarcity is a mindset. It's a nervous system response, a lens you see the world through. And it can show up as undercharging for your services, feeling guilty after you make a purchase, resisting raising your prices, avoiding your bank account, feeling anxious as soon as money comes in because you know it's already spoken for. Thoughts like, I'll be okay if I just make this amount, or I'll be happy when I reach this amount. And these are very real feelings and thoughts. And if debt or bills keep piling up, we can't just ignore it, but it doesn't have to consume us either. And I know that's easier said than done. I get that. But it's truly a mindset shift from scarcity to abundance, and it's so powerful. So here's a common block. As soon as money comes in, it's already gone. It's like your subconscious mind saying, we're not allowed to hold this. It's not safe. Let's get rid of it fast. Does any of this sound familiar? Let's go way back. You've probably heard this before, and maybe I've mentioned it in a previous episode, but it's worth repeating. Most of our core beliefs are formed before the age of 7. That means your relationship with money was shaped before you even knew how to spell abundance. You absorbed everything, not just from your parents or caregivers, but from the world around you. Think about it. The way your parents or caregivers talked about money, we can't afford that versus let's prioritize this. How people around you argued or avoided talking about bills or finances. What your teachers said about success or stability, get a good job so you don't end up broke. The stories on TV, did the rich person always play the villain? The shame or reward you felt when you asked for something, don't be greedy or you're so lucky to have that. Even commercials you heard, teaching what you needed to be happy. Being told money doesn't grow on trees every time you ask for something, or maybe hearing adults talk about rich people as out of touch or lucky. Getting money as reward for being good or obedient. These subtle moments shape how safe, worthy, or capable you feel with money, without you ever consciously choosing it. All of these inputs become subconscious programs, blueprints that shape how you view, earn, and interact with money right now, even if they no longer serve you. Maybe you were taught directly or indirectly that you have to work really hard to make money, that money only comes through struggle, long hours, or sacrificing yourself. Maybe you've seen your caregivers burning out, juggling multiple jobs, or constantly stressing over bills. The system wired itself to believe that hustle equals worthiness. So now, even when you're doing well, part of you might feel guilty for resting or suspicious when money comes easily. It's like it's too good to be true. And these are just examples, but these beliefs become your baseline, your inner thermostat, until you consciously reset it. I invite you to take a moment to reflect. What is one of your earliest money memories? Was it joyful, stressful, confusing? Because that memory holds clues. Here's where my tiny abundance rebel came out. When I was a kid, like a toddler, preschooler, I'd go shopping and see something that I really wanted. I'd have my own money. And then when I found out there was tax added on top, I refused. I was not paying taxes with my own money. That was it. Line drawn. Either the grown-up paid the extra or I walked away without it. And I laugh about it now, but wow, I had this sense of resistance when money didn't feel fair. And I actually have no idea where that came from. One of my favorite books about money mindset is Happy Pocketful of Money by David Cameron Gicandi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's not a typical money book. It blends wealth consciousness with spirituality, and it's powerful. Wealth is not money. It's a state of mind. So your bank account doesn't define your wealth. Your identity does. You become rich by being rich before the numbers even show up. Be, do, have. That is the order of creation. He talks about how most people live by do, have, be. So work hard, do, get the money, have, and then I'll feel abundant, be. And we know from manifestation that you start being the wealthy version of yourself. So the identity piece right now. Your beliefs don't reflect your life. They create it. You're not waiting on reality. Reality is waiting on you. So it talks about how wealth isn't linear. It's quantum. It arrives when your energy aligns, not when the numbers make sense. Let's talk about language. When you say what you say about money tells the universe what you believe is true. Every time you say, I can't afford that, must be nice, I'm just not good with money, I don't need a lot, I just need enough, you're reinforcing your current financial thermostat because your words shape your identity. And you will always create what aligns with who you believe you are. If you want to start shifting, start saying like money supports me, I'm available for overflow, money flows to me easily, I love how money flows in and stays, it's safe for me to hold and grow wealth. And let's come back to this one because it's so common. The loop of money comes in, you feel relief, then something breaks, a bill shows up, or you've overspent and it's gone. It's not just about money management. It's about energetic capacity. So it goes back to that set point, that threshold. If it passes that threshold, you unconsciously release it. So what do? We reset the threshold. We make it safe to hold money in our subconscious and nervous system, not just receive it. We normalize overflow. We affirm it's safe for money to stay. It's safe to grow. We rewire our mind. And we do that by reframing, affirmation, self-hypnosis. I love using NLP techniques. And I've got something very exciting coming soon at the end of the month. So stay tuned for that. But what I really want you to remember from this episode is money is neutral. It responds to your beliefs, not your worth. Awareness is everything. So that's the first place to start. What are your beliefs about money? Scarcity is not just a bank balance, it's an identity that you get to outgrow. Your earliest money stories shaped you, but they don't define you. And your energy, your frequency, your words, they create your reality. This is about reclaiming your power, not just to attract money, but to feel safe holding it, growing it, thriving with it. And if you're ready to shift your beliefs, I have a gift for you. Download my free money mindset self-hypnosis audio. It's a short, powerful track that'll help you rewire your subconscious for abundance and step into the version of you who receives money with ease and certainty. So head to the show notes and click the link. And remember, everything shared here is for mindset and energetic education. This is not financial advice. If you loved this episode, leave a review or share it with someone who's ready to rewrite their money story too. Bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.